This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. So we got a ton of news, as usual, here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And our phone-in line is 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. Top Talk. 215 Top Talk is what that means. The 867-8255 translates into Top Talk on your keyboard. Or your, you know, whatever you use. whatever you use. You know, it's interesting that we have computers everywhere. We have tablets. We've got phones. Everything is at our fingertips, isn't it? Except personal affection. Except the personal contact. You know, those of you that are worried about your children going to school, and of course you have a right to education, the state has to guarantee a right for your child to be educated. It's compulsory education, after all. The state, there's only two places that the state can force you to be. By law. I want you to remember this. And force you to do and act the way you're supposed to according to the state. Now, I'm going to put it to you very gently so that those of you that are putting on your masks and you're going off to work and you're driving in your air-conditioned car with your mask on, with your windows up, living the height of paranoia because a dictator governor said, hey, you got to wear a mask at all times when you're outside. You can't come into our stores. Now they're turning, it's kind of interesting to watch this whole thing with the mask. Now they're turning businesses into police forces. So when you go to the big boxes now, they're going to not allow you in. You're an evildoer because you don't have a mask on. What's the thing? But there's only two places, really, that the state can tell you where to go and how to get there. Prisons and schools. Prisons and schools. It's compulsory education, it's called. And prisons, of course, is criminal activity. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. There's two ways to, as you work with the inmates and you work with the children to be educated, there's two different methodologies on behavior. And I mean this. So, you know, if you have any doubts and you're using the terminology synonymously with one another, it's wrong. It's wrong to do that. You see, because when you talk about prisons, people are adjudicated to go to prison. There's usually a judge and a jury and all, you know, that whole nine yards. There's arrest and did you have rights and blah, blah, blah. Read the rights of Miranda. Okay, all that stuff. That leads to what's called punishment. Punishment. And on the other side, in schools, you have what is known as discipline. Not punishment. Schools are not to punish kids. That's not their job. You don't punish kids. You discipline them. Two different worlds, but the state forces you to be there. And on the one side, you can see this because discipline means to give structure. It comes right out of the Bible, like to disciple. Shocking. You're giving structure. You know, how disciplined are you? It means how structured are you? You know, you have a discipline. You're very disciplined about your writing skills. You're structured about writing. You know there's a beginning, middle, and end. You know there's 12 chapters. You're structured. And the same about schools. Good discipline in schools prevents prisoners later on. That's really a fact. And, of course, good discipline at home. Shocking. I'm bringing these issues up, huh? But I'm just trying to make a point to you. A governor cannot force you to do something and tell you to do something, and you're supposed to jump 20 feet, click your heels 5 times on the way down, and say, how high do you want the next jump? Wake up. This is a dictator in the works right here. They're forcing you to wear a mask that's illegal, improper. It's not legal in any states to do this. You're just following the herd. And you, of course, the government is forcing businesses, they say, to adhere to various strike teams. You know, they're sending out these teams. It's just, this is so Hitlerian. It's so communist. And you better wake up. You should resist at all costs, of course. You shall not comply. That's the way it's supposed to be, guys. This is the United States of America, and we do have a Constitution, a Declaration of Independence, and a Bill of Rights. We have rights. And you do not give them up to the dictator. That's just our way of being disciplined. The person who should be punished, of course, is the dictator, right? And the Constitution provides for that action to take place, which, you know, they're pushing it in a lot of different places. I'm just telling you this because it's a friendly little reminder that the guy who is meting out dictatorial edicts, he doesn't fall in those two spectrums about where the state can tell you what to do and how to do it. And again, there's only two places that exist where the state tells you to do compulsory education and, of course, prisons. That's it. Not from a third leg over there, meaning the dictator tells you what to do. There's no laws on the book that tells you that you have to wear a mask. In fact, there's plenty of laws that tell you to wear them improperly can be improperly is illegal. And you have to be fitted. There's a whole series of things that OSHA rules and everything else that apply. Now, we're going to be talking to Peggy Hall in the third hour, and she's going to spell it out. She's going to spell it out for everybody that's listening nationally about what's going on with these masking rules, right? These edicts and how stupid it really is. And of course, the data is just now just a jumbled mess. We talked about this yesterday. The data that's coming in, that's being read and interpreted and misinterpreted, you know, by all these pseudoscientists, Fauci. You know, he plays the fiddle the way he wants to play it. You know, this guy is one of the deepest of the swamp rats. He's lived in the deepest depths and bowels of the swamp since the Reagan era. And he's got his own agenda with the World Health Organization. We know that. We know of all of his criminal relationships. That goes way back. In fact, all you need to do, if you really want to find out about Mr. Fauci, just check WikiLeaks every once in a while. Shocking. Do an advanced search on Fauci, and you'll see what comes up. It will stun you. This guy's got a rap sheet a mile long, 2 miles long, 10 miles long. And what is he doing to this nation? What has he done to it? And the World Health Organization and China. We got to remember, it was China who set all this stuff up. The Chi-Coms did it, and they did nothing to stop it. And, of course, Donald Trump, he did all the right things against the recommendations of Fauci, by the way. The first thing that was the strongest thing he could have done was stop the flights from China to California, and he did. And that was one of the reasons why California has had a low death rate from COVID virus. Remember when everybody else was getting and California wasn't? That was because of Donald J. Trump. But now they're lying about the statistics. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, NCS 51. That's the new website. We're making all the transitions. Finally, after much ado, things are happening. So we're getting involved with all that. Okay, so I'm going to run down the Epoch Times business going on here. We've given you some short little reads on this. This is from the courtesy of the Epoch Times, who's a supporter of Red State Talk Radio, and we really do appreciate that. Okay, Soros-backed foundation invests $220 million to support racial justice. George Soros, yeah. George Soros is an interesting kind of character. He's a very interesting kind of character. With his brother Paul. Paul's dead, though. See, there is hope. Soros-backed foundation invests $220 million to support racial justice. The organization, founded by billionaire financier George Soros, will pour $220 million into initiatives that seek to advance the cause of racial justice and equality. The Soros-backed Open Society Foundation, yeah, said in a press release Monday that the money would be channeled to organizations and leaders in black communities across the country, aiming to boost efforts to sustain the momentum of the police reform and racial justice movement sparked by the death of George Floyd. Isn't it interesting that they highlight the George Floyd thing all the time? And by the way, the business that he was into seems to have been money laundering. George Floyd, yeah. Besides the drugs and everything. Yeah, and the business, by the way, that business burned down. Oh, God, can you imagine? They burned it down. Floyd's death in police custody in May led to mass protests, some of which were marred by looting riots, igniting fears that radical activists were seeking to hijack what the Open Society Foundation calls the nation's historic movement towards racial justice. Now, it's interesting, we had Joel Pollack on the show yesterday, and he's the guy who basically, when Andrew Breitbart was murdered. Yeah, I believe he was murdered. At 18 minutes after midnight on March 1st, 2012. Because, just a little less than 12 hours later, he would be at his own press conference that he called and was scheduled to talk about, what's going on with the Obama administration and their push towards this racial justice business. That was what he was going to do, and everybody says, well, that's probably why he got killed. That and other things. He was talking about the pedophiles. He had this whole thing. Remember, it was Andrew Breitbart that outed Anthony Weiner. Remember all that stuff? Isn't it shocking that he turns up assassinated? Now, a lot of people would say that that's controversial and that isn't the case, and even people close to me said, well, that just didn't happen. I said, well, you got to look at the facts, and the facts pretty much point to it. So anyway, this critical race theory, which is what it was, that was the whole thing by Derek Bell, and we brought this out to Joel Pollack yesterday. Boy, he was absolutely, he had not, interesting, he was the one who picked up the football when, he gets to basically when a man's down, he fumbles the football and it's rolling around out there. Joel Pollack was the senior editor for Breitbart, and he picked up the ball and started running with it and attacking people just exactly as Andrew Breitbart had predicted it that should have been happening, and brought to light this whole thing called critical race theory, which nobody had really thought about, but it was a clear seed plant to the attempted destruction of this country that was done with Obama. When Obama was at Harvard and was introduced to Derek Bell in the 1990s. Shocking. Shocking. And, of course, they kept up that relationship about this whole notion of critical race theory, which was his theory. It was, basically tailed off in the 80s and 90s. And he picked it up, and he ended up being a loser as a professor at Stanford and then at Harvard. But he had this radical notion that was being picked up and spirited around by guess who? The so-called editor of the Harvard Review, I think is what it was. I mean, nobody's ever seen anything written by Obama. Have you noticed that? Oh, his book, right? Oh, like he wrote it. Bill Ayers even admitted to writing it. All of his books, Yes. So anyway, this whole notion that critical race theory, which was started by Andrew Breitbart to clarify it, and he had all the secrets, he had all the videos, he had all the associations with Obama and his radical Muslim, radicalized Islamist terrorist care, you know, that sort of thing, Muslim Brotherhood, all the relationships that he had and the speeches, even he had all that stuff documented to show. And of course, it was going to be quite embarrassing to the Obama administration, and then he ended up dead just a little less than 12 hours before he was going to announce all that stuff. So shocking, he ended up dead, 42 years old or something like that. By the way, if you take a look and you do the advanced search on WikiLeaks, you'll find that actually the folks that did the murdering of Andrew Breitbart were following him for a long time before they actually did it. That's my charge. That's my charge. That WikiLeaks is just something else, isn't it? It really is. Bombs away, they say. But it was interesting because Joel, he said yesterday on air that he would revisit all this stuff because it was, we put it together. And I said in the interview that basically what you have here is you have this whole notion that Andrew Breitbart was bringing about, you know, critical race theory, and now it's manifested itself in Black Lives Matter. And he goes, that's right. He says, you're right. He says, man, you're really good. He gave me a big compliment for bringing that out, and I had the details down because, you know, we were intensely following that whole thing. And now you have the openness of the Open Society Foundations, as plural foundations, because this is how they work, and his, quote, nation's historic movement towards racial justice. This is nothing more than communism. This is what they do, divide and conquer tactic. You know, where you have no racial injustice per se. Our country's done nothing but fought against racial injustice. But now we have racial problems, right? Well, you know, playing the race card is like playing the sex card. It's just everybody's got it, right? And so you can very easily polarize populations, which they're doing with some success. I wouldn't say it's openly successful 110%, but they've done a generational education routine through the colleges and universities, and now it's K-12. And, of course, they had to do that through Race to the Top. That started 10 years ago. Oh, that's right. Gee whiz. And, you know, Race to the Top, and then finally Common Core, the universalization of public education. And, of course, what's in there? It's social justice programming for your kids. It's indoctrination. So the schools are indoctrination centers. Unless you're smart enough to get your kids out of the public education system, or you have a public education system where you have a real active school board. Now, that's a good thing. I mean, if you have a real good education system with a real active school board that doesn't take the policies, because they don't have to, of the state government, and they've got their own curriculum, they've got everything down, then you're good to go. You've got a good, solid school district. And that's the way it used to be in California schools and around the nation. School boards had the prerogative to do whatever they wanted to do, adopt the books they wanted to adopt, as long as the public knew about it, and their community was good with it all. But with centralization of government, shocking, by having empowered the state school board and influencers, then, of course, that was lost. The autonomy of the local school districts were lost and sucked up basically into one big power vacuum at the state level, which is what you have here now. And so indoctrination became quite simple. And then Race to the Top comes along. In order to get the Race to the Top grant funding and apply for it, you had to change your state constitution. Actually, you had to change your relationship with the federal government, believe it or not, because all this is going to come out from the federal government. So states were forced to write laws giving up their 10th Amendment right to educate their kids. And it still stands today. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, the Epoch Times. Gotta write this down. To Catch a Creep. I'm looking at Fox News now. I'm switching to guns, too close for missiles, as they say, on Top Gun. When's that movie coming out? All I see is trailers. Is it out? I mean, what is going on in Hollywood? Well, let's say pedophilia has been going on in Hollywood, and now they're paying the price. Just a little shocking detail from Agenda 21 Radio. Why? I'm just getting more blunt as time goes on. Da, 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 da. See, this evokes, you know, Casablanca, right? Da, 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 da. So, anyway, I'm sorry, I'm being distracted by the shining lights, right? Executed by feds. It says, second inmate executed since resumption killed dismembered teen. Daniel Lewis Lee, executed for torturing, killing Arkansas family in 1996, first federal execution in 17 years. And, of course, the interesting thing was that he was, a white supremacist. Then the Supreme Court kills or clears, and, of course, is taken away from what he did is brutal. I'm just saying that for a fact. Here's another little thing, a little tidbit, and we're going to get into this. Town removes BLM statue, Black Lives Matter statue, that went up where monument was torn down. Finally, someone has some cojones, right? So Black Lives Matter sculpture erected in UK town, removed after one day. Okay. says a sculpture of a Black Lives Matter protester is installed without authorization on the site where a monument of a 17th century parliamentarian slave trader was ripped down by protesters last month, was taken down by the city just one day afterwards. City workers carefully removed the statue of Jen Reed at dawn Thursday after it had been, so this is this morning. Well, I mean, we're morning in America, right? So this was just hours ago, really. And it is. It says it's just hours ago. Anyway, they took it down. Good for them. Good for them. There's the statue. It's a bronze. I mean, obviously, they made this thing. It says, remove the statue of A Surge of Power, Jen Reed 2020, by artist Mark Quinn, which had been installed on the site of the fall. Okay, so that's what they already had this thing made. And they put it up there. It's a, you know, it's a bronze. It's a great, you know, let's, when you do bronzing and things like that, it's kind of neat. I'm not saying she was neat. I'm not, yeah, come on. It, bronzing, all, making statuary like that is, to me, fascinating. Let's see the artistic thing comes out of me. Pretty cold up there in the Arctic, right? Let's see here. The BBC reported Quinn will be charged with the cost of blah, 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 blah. Okay. That's a good thing. That's a real good thing. Okay, we got that going on. We got that going on. So Black Lives Matter sculpture erected, taken down by the UK. Let that be a good example that we're not going to be putting up some of these things without the authority of certain people. That's just my play on it. The other big, big stories going on right now is, of course, what's going on in the inner cities and the cities. It just continues, right? We'll talk about education, too, but I want to get through some of these things that are kind of the big deals going on. And bracing for a bombshell, sports world expects to be rocked by pending WAPO Redskins expose. WAPO, right? Washington Post. So, you know, they're just really ready to go after the Washington Redskin thing. You know, and I guess the question is, anybody ask any Redskins how they feel about that? Real Indians, how they feel about that? Because, you know, I've you know, worked with Indians a lot in my life professionally, and I know they don't much care about people wanting to change the names for political correctness. They get pretty ticked off, actually, from the Indians that I've worked with. Now, I know that to the activists, it's offensive. I get that. And you're an activist and you're offended by it. I understand that. That's legit. See, to me, that's legitimate protest. I get that. And peaceful, you know, peaceful assembly is what says the First Amendment. And if you've got a rub on, go for it. That's what this country is all about. I get it. But I'm just telling you, my experience is that, you know, to me, it evokes pride. It does. I see it that way. I see it as very proud people when I see these things in reference to Redskins or the Seminoles or whatever. Are we going to change all that? I don't think. Are we going to change the history of it? Good, bad, and indifferent, what it symbolizes. There's a lot of good and there's a lot of bad, obviously. Now, you're taking away the symbolism that's associated with it, so people are going to forget the history. That's the stupid thing about this stuff. Good, bad, or indifferent. Statuary, symbolism, it's all designed to evoke memories. It is. And somebody says, oh, I'm offended by that. Well, you're offended by it because you're a radicalized idiot today and you don't know your history. See, that's where we have a problem. It's one thing to be offended by it. It's another thing to not understand the history behind it. Good, bad, and indifferent. That's the other problem with this. So what are they saying about these things, right? It says, the article goes on and says, there's a Washington football bombshell coming, and it's not about the name. A series of cryptic tweets has emerged, warning of an imminent bombshell set to shake the Redskins to its core. Well, they're not known as the Redskins anymore. So, okay. Says the removal of a nickname won't end Daniel. Oh, well, they kind of go along. I haven't read this. So Daniel Snyder, he's the owner of this, you know, and he's been trying to say, you know, he's going to hang on to the name. It says shortly after the Redskins owner announced that here it comes. This should be anticipated, this next statement. I can see this. Shortly after the Redskins owner announced that his team would no longer be known as by its present name, you know, the Redskins. Okay, I'm going to change the storyline here. By the Redskins, a series of cryptic tweets from local reporters emerged, warning of an imminent bombshell set to shake the franchise to its core. See, now that he's caved on this, they want him. Get it? Says, the warped and toxic culture of the Washington football team is about to be exposed in a sickening fashion. Again, wrote CBS Jason LaConfora, a former team beat reporter. Okay. Jason. Julie Donaldson of NBC News, the Sports Washington, also wrote, what's coming is disappointing and sad. Mm-hmm. Says, though it remains unclear what will surface, several other reporters also have been tipped off to news that could be devastating to the team. There is much more going on than a nickname, Scott Abram of ABC wrote. And it's not good. I did not get specifics, but get ready, people. So he didn't get any information, but get ready. Right. This is a countermeasure, I think. Now, it would be interesting to check out some of the sports events and what goes on between games or at special events. You know, like NASCAR. Gee, what does go on at those NASCAR events that could make you sick? Maybe it's something like that. Maybe it's a hit piece like that on the football program, right? Just American-style football. See, because it's not just... See, this is what my point. It's not a symbol of the Redskins. Which, I think, if you talk to some people, it evokes pride. And there's a couple of stories out there right now, I'll try and get to them today, where Indians are saying that. It's not about that. It's about the cultural aspect of football in America and how important it has been. That's what this is really all about. They want to destroy American-style football. I've been saying that for years, and they've been trying to do it really hard. I saw it starting when I was an administrator of high school football. They had very prestigious schools, very high luster visibility, winning programs. Boy, they don't like that. The cultural elites, they do not like kids succeeding.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. We'll use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Orion Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Well, we've got, this is the article I was referring to earlier, so you can believe me or not. This is from the Epoch Times, and it says here, the Washington Redskins, Native American son of Washington Redskins logo designer says logo evokes pride. Right? There you go. Says the Native American son of the man who designed the logo for the Washington Redskins said the team's name and logo is not offensive, but instead evokes a sense of pride. In my opinion, that logo represented who we are and its connections to the Blackfeet Nation. I think there's an opportunity for educating people across the... Listen to this guy. I haven't read the article. I just read the beginning of it. I got the teaser in my email. Says, I think there was an opportunity for educating people across the nation that didn't know about it. That connection is gone now, Lance Wetzel said. It was reported on WUSA. I'm gonna click on that because I want this to sink in with people. The logo designed by Native American Walter Blackie Wetzel in 1971 features an Indian chief named John Two Guns White Calf, a member of the Blackfeet tribe. Lance said that the people were upset about the change. Once they weren't going to use the logo, it's hard. It takes away from the Native Americans. When I see that logo, I take pride in it. When you look at the depiction of the Redskins logo and it's of a true Native American, I always felt it was representing my people. His father, Walter, reinvented the logo from the old R that the Redskins had at the beginning into the one of the Native American chief, reported WUSA. Walter grew up in the Blackfeet reservations in Montana. Later elected as the president of the National Congress of American Indians in Washington. Listen to this. Lance Wetzel, the son of the designer, said that the logo wasn't something offensive to the Native American people, but rather something that evokes a sense of pride for them, because back then, people didn't know much about the Native Americans, and to have that logo help people to understand that these people exist, according to the news outlet. Lance's comments come after the Washington Redskins on Monday said it was retiring the team's name and logo, although it didn't announce a new name or replacement for the Indian head logo. Dan Snyder and Coach Rivera were working closely to develop a new name and design approach that will enhance the standing our proud tradition, rich franchise, and inspire our sponsors, fans, and community for the next 100 years, the team said in a press release. Yeah, Blackie Wetzel. Listen to the bona fides of this guy. You know, that's the thing. I mean, this is the thing about Blackie. It says Walter Blackie grew up in the Blackfeet Reservation in Montana and was later elected to the president of the National Congress of American Indians in Washington. Oh, yeah, he's a racist. Right? Listen, I did not read this story in advance, and I'm just telling you my thoughts. This substantiates my thoughts. It evokes pride. And, of course, we can't have pride anymore, right? We have to have racist bigots tell us what kind of pride we have to have. Is it white pride? Is it brown pride? Is it black pride? And do only black lives matter? Or yellow lives matter? Red lives matter? Racism is racism. Bigotry is bigotry. You have to call these people out for what they are. And I don't think that Blackie Wetzel, who was a Native American Indian from the Blackfeet tribe, who drew the design logo in 1971, was a racist at all. But it was pretty obvious to me he was trying to evoke pride to his people, because he says so. And oh, by the way, he becomes the president of the National Congress of American Indians in Washington. Anybody from Black Lives Matter done that? Oh, no, but that's because they're Marxist, communist. Admitted. Behind it all is George Soros. Shocking. Are you shocked by that? That's what this country is being turned upside about. So, Blackie, thanks for the logo. And by the, if you could, buy up that stuff. Buy up those logos. Here's reported WUSA Channel 9. Says Native American Center of Residence. This is the report that they took this from. And here's the guy. Let's see if I can get a soundbite out of this, if it works right. It's got to work right, of course. They got the Honda commercial coming up, you know, over the Wetzel thing. So we're going to see how this goes. Boy, they're in the summer of performance. You know, who's buying cars anyway right now? The economy is in the tank, right? But it's coming back.
Now, there has been plenty of positive and negative reaction to the name and logo change, but this one hits one Native American tribe differently who designed the logo. The burgundy and gold logo had been an Indian chief since 1971. It was designed by Native American Walter Blackie Wetzel. His son, Lance Wetzel, reacts to the team no longer using his family history.
It's hard. It's disheartening. I think it takes away from the Native Americans, from my opinion, because that logo represented who we are and its connections to the Blackfeet Nation. I think there was an opportunity for, you know, educating people across the nation that didn't know about it. That connection is gone now.
Well, there you go. It's gone now. Because of a racist, bigoted agenda by George Soros. Man, there's a guy who really loves this country, doesn't he? You know, he's a Nazi, you know. Maybe you didn't know that part, right? He's a Nazi. You like the feel of Nazism? No? Good for you. I don't.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
One, 1-0.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Just a little Indian chant at the FedEx Field by the Wetzel family. Interesting, you dig deeper into this story and you get another little gambit of detail. This is from his quote. Now, we're talking about Two Guns, John Two Guns, White Calf, a Black Chief Indian. That's who this is supposed to be. But we're talking about the son of the logo designer. Okay. And he makes an interesting comment. I'm going to get to it. And this was, who was this guy? Native American Tiger, the designer's son. Changing NFL logo, Washington Redskins. Okay, we got that. And now this is kind of an interesting comment that the son makes as we were reading one article, but you get more detail in the next article. But he writes this, which is interesting, or he says this. He says, Native Americans were forgotten people. That logo lets people know these people exist. Wetzel said, this is the son, if it were changed and it removed any derogatory feelings towards any person, then I think it's a win. I don't want that logo to be associated in a negative way, ever. And no one does either. But who's making it a negative when it was a positive? Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.